We had a was visiting some mutual friends in Jewish people over in New Orleans. And we started to the North Cape. We took our baggage by the pier to be put on the ship, the extra baggage, and took the other stuff to our cousin's apartment where we were staying. And the man that received our luggage said, unfortunately, we had one of your passengers died in the plane crash. Fellow passengers, don't suppose you know them. Dr. Oh my God, yes, he's a real good friend of ours. Nip. And the plane that crashed, you know, in New York, and everybody was killed, burned beyond recognition. A few lived, unfortunately lived 2 or 3 days, and then I think they all died. I don't think there was a survivor out of the whole outfit. But Nip had gone back to New Orleans, had a grandchild born in Chicago, and Bernice had heart condition, and he said, well, you just stay here and I'll go back to New Orleans and get our luggage and bring it up and meet you in New York. So he was killed on that plane. And she, of course, went to the funeral, and I think was awfully smart. She brought a nurse and joined us in Iceland, made the rest of the trip. Some people were critical. I thought it was wonderful that she was going on with life. It's what Nip would have wanted her to do.
Sir, you know, when we were out here walking around, and all that wonderful setup you have out there, I wanted to ask you what that big area out there was?
The big area we call the hard stand area.
So that's right around the fencing area around the barn.
Yeah, and then everything from one fence to the other we call the hard stand area. Area that when we have a lot of rain doesn't get boggy, and we can always take the trailers in to the loading chute to load and unload cattle.
Do you haul rock in there?
We haul a lot of rock in there. It must, I don't know, 400 or 500 tons, I guess, or something like that. The rock has gone in there.
What kind of rock do you put in there?
Some of it is native white rock. Some of it is a sort of a shaley red rock that we don't have a whole lot of, but it sets up almost like concrete. And doesn't, your car doesn't even make a track in it.
I was wondering, because when we were walking out there, I thought I was walking on some little fine rocks. What do you call those?
That's the little fine rock, the red rock, mostly.
Is that the same as gravel or whatever?
Well, they call it chat, I think.
Chat.
I think the name is chat. Because we've concreted some of the areas around the working chutes and things where we might wear down too much in the dirt. We put the concrete around it, around the scales where we weigh the cattle.